In the bustling streets of Paris in the early 20th century, we meet an elusive thief who could steal anything. He's one of the most famous pickpockets in history, a master of disguise, suave, sophisticated, and always several steps ahead of the police. Arsène Lupin is a fictional character created by French author Maurice Leblanc. In 1905, his stories became an instant success as word spread of a gentleman thief with impeccable manners and undeniable charm. The stories have been adapted for television and continue to entertain people today. Pickpockets come in all shapes and sizes. And if you've ever been pickpocketed, you know how silent and unknowingly it happens. You may not notice it, but it is happening now. Let me introduce you to the invisible pickpocket of rising oil prices. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of September 18th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. One inflation story is behind us while another is building. Inflation from the massive monetary stimulus of 2020 and 2021 has finally rolled over and is less likely to be a factor going forward. This suggests that the Bank of Canada is done raising rates, while the Federal Reserve might only have one more rate hike left, if at all. However, now we move on to the next challenge of rising oil prices and the impact on the consumer. It is the invisible pickpocket, like I said. Our work would suggest that oil prices are likely to trend higher over the near term. Having broken through $90 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate price for crude, we believe $100 a barrel isn't out of reach over the next 6 to 12 months with risk to the upside. Let me walk through how we got here. We have much tighter supply and demand dynamics with respect to oil in what we would call a soft global economy. Again, we're running at roughly a deficit today for oil prices, and we don't believe additional supply will be coming on anytime soon. So any reacceleration of the global economy over the next, say, 6 to 12 months is going to push oil demand deeper into a supply deficit position, pushing the price higher. Secondly, there's an old oil factor that we haven't seen since before 2020 that is starting to influence markets again. That is speculators, those individuals that take positions in oil futures contracts but never take delivery, are once again stepping into the oil markets. Long positions in futures contracts have been increasing over the last number of weeks, while short positions have been falling. Speculators are betting on oil going higher. The futures position has historically been a good short-term indicator of price, and today it tells us that the price is moving up. Lastly, we see continued supply constraints coming from OPEC+. The cartel known as OPEC Plus began limiting supplies of oil in 2022 to bolster the market price. This month, again, crude breached $90 a barrel for the first time this year after OPEC Plus leaders, Saudi Arabia and Russia, extended their combined 1.3 million barrel per day cut until the end of 2023. So from September onwards, the loss of production will drive a significant supply shortfall through the fourth quarter. We see the rapid gain in oil prices as downside risk for the global economy, as higher oil and gas prices are a tax on consumers worldwide, but it goes deeper than that. Historically, oil price shocks have been a contributing factor to recessions in the past. This was a case in the mid-70s, the early 80s, and 90s. While we are not at the level that is consistent with prior recessions, this is usually a gain of 50 to 100% or more year over year, there is the risk that we're heading in that direction. Or think of it this way, it's one more stress on the consumer in addition to higher interest rates and the inflation that we've just come through that we probably didn't need. And this is especially challenging for Canadians that are already facing higher interest costs through mortgages and other credit, which this was something that we touched on last week's episode. However, every cloud does have a silver lining. If rising oil prices penalize global consumers, remember that Canada remains an oil-based economy and the TSX an oil-based market. The Toronto Stock Exchange composite is strongly correlated with oil prices. Since 1984, when oil rises by over 30%, the TSX has advanced on a year-over-year basis by an average of 14%. From our economic perspective and keeping in line with our investment thesis since the start of the year, this increases the downside economic risks. From an asset allocation perspective, this improves the outlook for the energy sector and the TSX overall over the near term. Much like our old friend Lupin, who cleverly pickpockets wallets, his victims often realize their valuables were missing long after he vanishes into the shadows. Higher oil prices can act that way too. As we drive away from the gas pump, we may find ourselves asking, wait, how much did I just pay for that fill-up? Thanks for listening. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.